This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Does everybody have a flex?
Mm-hmm. I do.
No. I don't even want to.
I can't look at him.
So there was this Reddit thing. There was a Reddit thread. And it was like, it got us kind of thinking like, it's like the weird flex you have.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to, like, I don't want mine to be the one I always use. But like, my power washing skills are... Dude, I'm a god.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought I was a god until those came out.
You've got some other flexes too with knowing exactly what size Tupperware.
Oh, that is a definite flex. That's on my Hinge profile.
Yeah. That's interesting.
What? You know it. You built my Hinge profile.
I didn't change any of the prompts. I just changed the photos.
But it is a weird
I'll
thing.
I'll have to look at it again.
No, you know what? I love that flex so much more. That is my, that's the weirdest
flex. It's very
flex.
Impressive.
I swear to God. It's mind blowing because it's just like you got a pot the same size and you pick like you can have I can have like the huge 17 quart thing like with just some pasta down at the bottom and I'll walk over to my Snapware and go this one and it's like it'll never fit and I'm like grab it and it's full
perfect.
To the lid
wow like,
but not over it yeah
not over it no I
and
don't
you
get
can
no
still
squishy
get the lid in there and still burp
Skippy,
it
I
and
do.
Everything
yes
okay
that's impressive
I yeah. like. I can just see volumes.
Wow. That's
is that weird?
You would not be recruited to the Avengers.
What does that mean?
I can see volumes.
No, I'm just saying like, so I recently went to Bucky's and bought beaver nuggets. If you haven't had them, I wanted to bring you some, Aaron, but, and we even, when we talked about them last time, somebody goes, they're gluten-free. It literally says in big letters, a couple different things.
What are
this
they
is
again?
A weird.
Because I thought they were chicken nuggets, but
No. They're like, it tastes like a. Somebody said they taste like Cinnamon Toast Crunch did a brief run of something called French Toast Crunch or something.
Oh, yeah.
It tastes like that. It's kind of mapley, caramely, whatever.
It says it's a sweet corn puff kind of thing. Okay.
Oh.
But it still says it has wheat in it. Anyway, my kids open up the package and they eat half of it, but they open it like feral children.
Heathens.
Just pop,
and so they're kind of everywhere. And I'm like, well, should we put it in a different bag? And he's like, yeah, my son grabs a gallon bag. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, sorry. Grabs a quart bag. I'm like, no, that'll fit in a sandwich bag. He's like, no, it won't. I'm like, get a sandwich bag.
I can see volume.
I see volume. It fit in a sandwich bag. I want you to know.
But don't you want just a little extra space? Like, what
do you want extra space for? That, if
I don't
there's
know, just
space,
let it
that's
breathe
air,
a little.
Which makes it rot. Mm. When you put something in plastic, you want no air. Don't you squeeze your... Like,
people buy
that, like, food saver device to, like, oh, I hermetically seal this.
The
I do it myself.
Seal.
I was like, I just hold the bag and go, what? And it's
interesting.
My food doesn't rot.
But it always confuses
you know
me.
How many flexes I have?
Chips come in bags with air in the bag specifically to keep them fresh. So sometimes the air in the bag is good.
Is it to keep them fresh, or is it so we think that we're getting more chips and we're spending more money and being wasteful?
Mm. But both. if it yeah,
no,
I don't know.
It's not. If it's nitrogen in the bag, he might be right.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
It's not. But it's not. It's nitrogen.
It's nitrogen. Okay, that's where I'm messing up.
I see volumes.
Okay. All right.
All right. So we're gonna get to everybody else's flex in the room because we've spent far too much time
on
my power washing and things. But we want to hear what's your flex. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I actually have to warn people about this one.
Your flex?
Because it's just so powerful that it's embarrassing. I can fall asleep anywhere, anytime. I'm not narcoleptic, but like it is.
I don't think I've ever seen you fall asleep.
You hear that, DMV? Back off her case.
What's weird is I've never seen you fall asleep. Because I know people like that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like that, having been a former touring. You just have to like, you got 20 minutes. It's like, okay.
I was on a plane with T-Hack not too long ago, fell asleep before the plane took off.
Shut your face before it took off.
Yeah, I was.
And the takeoff didn't wake you up?
No, I was in the dentist
chair. You were hammered.
No, I don't drink before flights.
What?
Yeah. It was like a 5 a.m. flight. I'd be impressed.
Oh, I definitely drink before a 5 a.m. flight. What are we talking about?
I was at the dentist not too long ago. They were putting in a glass crown. I fell
you
asleep.
You fell asleep during a crown?
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
And then I'm also thinking of T-Hack because he's got perfect teeth and not a single
cavity.
That's
his flex.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what you thought your flex was, but I personally think, and I now believe Aaron believes this too, there's something about you, your flex is you're impervious to the things that affect us mere mortals.
Yeah.
Like
you
for years never went to the dentist, and then when you went in, they're like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. I skipped for a long, long time.
Like and then,
COVID.
Yeah.
COVID, no vaccination, no COVID.
Yeah, I did get vaccinated, but
you did?
Yeah, eventually. Yeah, but I didn't. I never got it. I still never got it.
I've had it like seven times.
Yeah,
I got vaccinated.
I don't keep skipping me and going to you. Who do we talk to?
Here's
about
the thing: you've never called in sick. I don't
ever
believe.
Here.
I was thinking about it the other day. I wanted a day off, and I'm like, I can't call in again. So I got to talk T-Hack into calling in.
Yeah, no.
I just floated the idea out there, and was like,
I wouldn't know how to do it. I don't know. I just
text in. I don't feel good.
I've never texted that because I just feel the same.
Can I borrow your phone?
Why?
Because I'm texting in, so we don't have to finish this show.
I don't get sick. I don't get cavities, thankfully. But then people are like, well, because I got the fluoride or whatever on my teeth when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, well, that's why you don't get cavities. And
I get fluoride on my teeth constantly.
Yeah, it's like, okay, then why doesn't everyone get it? Why is that my fault? I got fluoride and don't get cavities. If that's all it is.
Yeah, but even when you weren't going to the dentist and getting fluoride, you still never got cavities. There's something about you.
And I wasn't flossing either.
Right. It doesn't make sense.
You have like strong enamel and...
He's a milk boy.
A milk boy,
milk
yeah.
Milk boy, custard boy. Like,
yeah.
Many times as he hits Culver's.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you could hit him with a sledgehammer and you cannot break his bones. You are Bruce Willis and Unbreakable.
Let's not try it out.
If you're in the vicinity of 4700 South Syracuse with a sledgehammer, we'd like you to hit T-Hack.
Okay.
But bring him a Culver's as a little treat.
Reward.
All right. If you've got a weird flex, it's something you're great at that you're proud of, but it's not. I mean, I cured cancer.
Sure.
That's not
cool.
A flex.
Yeah.
It needs to be a weird flex. If you've got an abnormal flex, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your weird flex, and apparently I took up too much time with my power washing. And what else am I good at?
Oh, wow.
I mean, we just don't have
annoying
the time
people.
To go.
Did you ever get to say yours?
Well, no cavities. I don't get sick.
I know, but we gave you those. Let's just okay. Chad,
Yai,
what's your flex?
I can refinish furniture like no one's business. Somebody will leave like an old desk they've had since their childhood out at the curb because it's just not worth saving. And I'll go out there, refinish it, new stain, new polyurethane, I actually gave it back to them one time. I was like, why are you throwing this away? Look, it's beautiful.
You take it back to them?
Wow, that is
a
cute.
That's a flex. Dude, within the flex.
Can I tell you something?
Flexception.
If you get right, down chill. In the YouTube scroll hole thing, it looks really easy. So I did it.
Oh, really?
No. Oh, yeah, no. No, Flexer,
it's hard.
You're a master of many, many talents. You've got more flexes than Tupperware.
No,
you're so nice,
but I'm
going to
say this, Chad. I was terrible at it. It's not.
They make it look easier.
They do.
For sure.
And then they get done, and then they like sand it a little bit so it looks like distressed or whatever. And then I did that, and I was just like basically started over. I'm like,
too far.
So it just ends up back on the curb, like.
Yeah.
And then Chad comes and gets it.
Just to have the vision to see what's underneath, to be like,
it's like grandma's. It's grandma's dresser. Oh my gosh, it's grandma's dresser. Please. It's free on Facebook Marketplace. Just come and pick it up. We don't want it. I go over there. I refinish it. I sell it for $400.
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
Oh, my God. Wow. That is a flex, dude. I do. Okay. Thank you for the call, man. I hate him.
Poor grandma.
I hate him, though.
Her dress. Yeah.
I love him.
It's like, didn't they say that
I
about...
I want him to teach me.
Who was the sculptor guy who made, like, the David and stuff? They said that he would see...
Michelangelo?
Michelangelo. Is that the one? Yeah. So he would see...
That's a Ninja Turtle.
Oh my God, this show is so.
But he would see the block of marble and he would see the sculpture within it.
Within it.
Yes. And then he would like release it. And that's kind of like the furniture. It's like to be able to see through the dirt,
totally.
The grime, the age, and go,
and
no,
know
it's
how
still
to
good.
Get in the cracks with a Dremel and like do. Okay.
Dremel?
I don't think Michelangelo had one of those.
No, I'm saying the reefer. Marcy?
Yes.
Thanks for hanging on through that dribble. I apologize. We realized our show as a whole, our flexes, we make brain cells leak out of your head. What's your flex?
So I could catch all that fluid perfectly. So when you have, when you're cooking, you need like a quarter cup of water in that glass pitcher thingy. I can get it perfect every single time by watching the bubbles.
By watching
the
bubbles?
You can...
Yeah.
You eyeball a quarter cup.
Yeah, or like whatever recipe wants. With that glass measuring thingy, and you turn the faucet on and you start filling it, I get it perfect every time on the line.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
I like how she corrected you. It's not just one measurement.
No,
it's not
I get it.
It's like if you need a quarter cup, I'm good for
but
it.
But I'm just saying, she's still.
All of
does
them.
Everyone. Thank you for the call, Marcy. Can I just explain something that you guys aren't getting? She's still doing it in a measuring cup.
I know. I was thinking that. Mm. Like, they're clear. They have the lines on
them. I
know,
but it's like... It's
I'm
not
blindfolded.
It's not like she's walking out and going like... Huh, like
and scooping it?
Right, and like with chopsticks and grabbing a fly in midair. She's it's got a measuring cup that is a quarter cup.
She's
and she
doing
goes,
great.
Ah!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Oh, my God.
It's real love, or you think that?
Are we really doing this? I have to look at you guys in the eye before we, like, we're already on the air, but, like, we could pick something else to talk about.
Well.
I think people get mad.
Yeah.
When we talk about, like.
Probably.
But you have to. Okay.
Well, just know, we don't know what we're talking,
I know, but, like,
we're just.
We play Taylor Swift, so it makes sense that we would talk about Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Football fans who also listen to our show are sick of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Which I find weird because it's like there's going to be higher salaries for all your favorite players because their ratings are through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Because Taylor like has brought in this new, oh my God, did you see the NFL teaser film though?
No.
Oh my God. So they have a trailer for like this season. It's like, it's about to happen. NFL. And they show like somebody throwing like, I don't know. Russell Wilson in a Pittsburgh Steelers, like they're showing the stars of the game. It's like it's like a 2 minute long sizzle reel for the upcoming season of the NFL.
Okay.
And like you really got to be careful because it's like even though Broncos probably aren't going to be very far, you got to show some Broncos making plays. You got to show
because this is just about the league as a whole. It's not about
and so there's 32 teams. 50 players on each team. You got to try to get everybody in there. I read somewhere that like there's not a single shot of the Cleveland Browns in there and their map.
No.
There's just different teams who get snubbed in different ways. Like CJ Stroud is like one of the, like he was like the rookie of the year, whatever. Not a shot of him in there, blah, blah, blah. In this 2 minute reel of football plays from last year, 5 shots of Taylor.
No way.
Ooh.
5
wow.
shots of Taylor Swift.
That seems like a lot.
5
I don't like that.
Shots of Taylor Swift, who does not play professional football.
Mm-mm.
I'm all for Taylor. I'm all for the pretend love that her and Travis have, because it is pretend.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's 100%
you know pretend. What?
You sit here, you just want to believe. You like Hallmark movies.
You know what pretend is. Love is since you've had 2 divorces, so I trust you.
So you're
going to
go personal? That's what you're doing?
Yes.
That's okay. The honesty is off-putting. I don't like that part. Well,
that does seem like a lot, because I don't really watch football, and I remember hearing all the buzz about, like, they show Taylor all the time, and I watched a game, and I was shocked at how little they showed her, because I was expecting her to be on the screen all the time. And then
I did the same thing. I agree with you. Then somebody did it, and like she's on the game is like 4 hours long, and she was on the screen 30 seconds total.
Right.
Like,
over
it.
But now 5 times in
5 times in 2 minutes.
That's a lot. Yeah, that seems
you've overstepped.
I agree for sure. She should have not been in that a single time.
You can maybe because there are crowd reaction shots. Maybe one. Maybe one of her, like, oh.
In
like,
a,
there's people
in a
cheering.
Group with,
yes.
Yeah, sure.
One of the shots is her cheering in the suite.
Not just like her, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's her walking into a game, her in Chiefs gear. It's like, Taylor. They got her in there 5 times. And I don't even think it's 2 minutes.
Is it a Taylor song in the background
and
everything?
No. But here's the thing. Somebody leaked a PR company's contract of the details of Taylor and Travis's breakup. How they're going to jointly release a statement on September 28th saying, you know, we've decided to part ways. Please allow us our privacy. We remain friends, blah, mm-hmm. dee, blah, dee, blah.
They both value and respect each other's personal lives. And,
yes.
But has that ever happened with any of her breakups? Has there been statements like that? Or doesn't she just kind of break up with them?
I don't think anybody has cared as much as, look at Aaron's face. You want this to be real.
No, I don't want this to be.
Yes, you do.
I don't want this to be real.
Why are you so mad at me? Why are you bringing up my divorces?
Because
you
I
want
don't
this
want
to be real.
No,
you want. I'm saying you want Taylor and Travis.
Oh, I'm like,
to be
for
real.
The love of God, I don't want
no,
this contract
you want
to be real.
Their love to be real.
Yes, yes, I do. I'm a romantic. What can I say? God.
They have zero. Like, there is no way this is real. It has elevated both of their games.
Mm-hmm.
She got NFL people to come to concerts. His podcast just signed for $100 and some million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, barely more than ours.
Correct.
And we're professionals.
Do you honestly, come on.
There's nothing wrong with being hopeful.
I don't know. I don't buy it.
I want people.
And hold on. And what T-Hack said, she's never had a contract or anything like this ever in any of her other relationships.
She's starting to flex.
Well, she might have had contracts. She just never released like
a press statement about it.
But I bet. I mean, this stuff happens.
She didn't release this. You guys. Somebody walked by the desk of the person who had this on their desk. I understand. Stop texting. That there's AI and there's fakes and there's deep fakes and whatever. Somebody leaked this, and now they're both trying to circle the wagons, but this reads like something Taylor Swift would do, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it's kind of an unprovable thing at this point, because if they're supposed to break up...
The 28th.
September 28th, and if they don't, see? It wasn't. It's like,
they're just
going to
push it back a month.
You audibled, you know?
That's
it's a football term,
speaking of that...
That's a football
I
term?
I swear to God, this is the last thing I'm going to say about it. Did you read the other thing? We don't
do
football.
She's writing plays.
She's writing plays.
Yeah.
What?
For the Chiefs.
She
like,
is
actually.
Designing plays.
And they're good.
Nobody
said
that.
I did.
They don't need a costume change.
I did.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Please tell me you guys have seen what is going on with this Chase Bank glitch.
I saw something about it, but I don't know
what?
The details.
There was a glitch.
I have of several accounts, but like some of my accounts are changed. There's a what?
There's like a pretty massive glitch.
What?
Yeah. Specifically with ATMs.
Okay, stop. We gotta stop talking. I gotta go.
You're checking your account.
Do I get something? What do I get?
Well, that's what they're calling it. Is just
a glitch.
A glitch. The people calling it
the glitch.
The glitch.
Are the Chase Bank employees?
No, they're the people who use the ATM. What they do is they write a check to themselves.
Oh my God, let me take notes. Is this good?
No.
It's not good?
No.
You know about this?
I know vague. I've seen like people have ended up with negative in their accounts is what I saw a bunch of screenshots.
Yeah.
But I don't know how they ended up with that. So yeah, what are they doing?
They're like writing checks to themselves from like their own account or something. They're committing check fraud. And they're like, we're getting so much extra money. They are literally millions in debt. Because they've just been doing this for in checks amounts for not a couple hundred, but like they are writing themselves $50,000 in checks
from your account to your account.
There's some I don't remember exactly what it is. I've never really been interested in check fraud.
Please tune into some other radio station if you want the actual facts of the Chase.
Of just how to commit it.
Well, so they're writing a check. Are they depositing it and then? Withdrawing money from the ATM before the check is actually cleared, and then when the check bounces, but then when the check bounces, well, I already got my $50,000 out in cash, and the check just bounces, and
they won't let you
take the money out without it being confirmed.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
Yeah, how do you know?
Well, I will say this.
Interesting.
Because for the longest time, I was getting physical paychecks.
Okay.
Stand by, everyone. We have to finish this time. Who was supposed to go for the longest? If you said goodbye to me tonight. Woo! Okay. For a significant amount of the units that we use to measure time, I was getting a physical paycheck from here as opposed to direct deposit. I don't remember what happened, but I was getting a physical paycheck.
Wait, you guys are getting paid?
No, sorry. So then I would do the mobile deposit.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. That makes sense. I would do the mobile deposit, and then they wouldn't let me have the funds. They're like, we have to verify the funds. But it makes sense because this...
Yeah.
It's Odyssey. It's a piece of crap company.
This article says it shows...
Sorry, David. I'm just kidding. I think you got a lovely thing.
People were... Oh, come on, Ad. Get out of here. People were depositing checks for large sums of money and then making a withdrawal for a smaller yet substantial amount, leading them to believe they had discovered a bug and were hitting the jackpot.
So you're just an idiot.
Yes.
And then,
but these people are like,
so then
we
you're
discovered...
overdrawn by 10 grand.
Dude, it's not 10 grand. I'm not joking. It's millions.
What
did you think was going to happen?
They thought they discovered a bug.
And it only works at Chase? It's like, that will technically...
That will work at Wells Fargo.
If you want to just go into debt, that's doable. We have that option at our branch.
Go to your local BMO right now. And try it, you idiots. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Other people's problems. I don't know what's happening. TAC does. What is it?
Harriet is moving in with her boyfriend. She's kind of wondering who all gets access to their shared space.
Weird question. Harriet?
Yay.
Yeah, this is a very strange question. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, my boyfriend and I just bought a house together, and we're in the thick of it right now. We're like moving in right now. Okay. And it's all super exciting, very fun. But he has joint custody of his 5-year-old son. Ooh. So sometimes it'll be just us in the house. Sometimes his son will be there. There'll be three. And my boyfriend mentioned that he had an extra key made for his ex, his son's mother.
Okay.
So he says that since she's the mother, she needs access to the house. And I feel like it's a step too far for her to have a key to my house. We're not on bad terms or anything. Like we're very civil, warm. We're everything's polite and fine. And like if she needs to arrange a pickup or deal with an emergency of some time, like we could coordinate and I could help her out. But I don't like this idea of her having a key.
So are there times that, are you afraid? I'm not like I know you just don't like the global overthinking. You're just the overall idea of her having a key. You don't like. But are there specifics that you're worried about? Like, are you worried she's going to just come walking in and you're going to be naked on the couch? Like, she wouldn't come in unless a kid's there, right?
You know, I guess that's the idea. But also, we're not leaving the kid home alone. He's 5. I don't know why she would need a key. What if she barges into the house unannounced or, like, snoops around? In our stuff, in our space, while we're gone, is this a normal thing for a couple to share custody?
Do you have cameras in your house?
Yeah, not yet.
You should set them up.
Why?
Just in case. You never know. Who's going to snoop? My sister had caught people snooping.
In her house?
Yes.
Because?
Trusted family members.
Wow. Oh, okay. So not me?
No. You didn't see you that time.
Cool. All right, I'm good.
Hack Winnie. Okay, we have a whole other OPP apparently we need to tackle.
We're friends with them.
For now. Okay. Well, it's weird. So when I got a divorce, I could have reprogrammed my garage door openers. And because she's got it on her rearview mirror, you know? So all I had to do was hit the reset button on my garage and then reprogram my remotes, and then her rearview mirror wouldn't have worked anymore.
Okay, yeah.
And then I could have reset the codes to get into my house, but I didn't because we have kids. And I don't, you're making a case, Harriet, that I get. I guess maybe I'm weird, but and she has never come into my house. Never. But I need her to be able to.
But you're not also living with somebody new.
There have been people at my house.
Sure, but they come and they go or whatever. But once the mother realizes people are spending a lot of time around her kid, she might be more inclined to go, I want to check it out. I want to see what's going on in there. And I can get in. I know they're gone. Or I can use
you. Really think she would
think
go
it's,
in
it's kind of a slippery
just to
slope.
See if, like what? Like to see if there's... Like a pot piper? Like, I don't know. I don't even know what you'd be
or
looking
couldn't
for.
Couldn't you do the, with the kid and be like, oh, we got to swing by and pick something up. I know they're not there, but I can just get in and now I'm there and no one's there. You just don't want the opportunity to present itself, especially if they're trying to start a new life in this new co-parenting
that's where I'm stuck is I don't know. To me, it makes sense if they were married to hand another key, which almost seems... The opposite.
If who was married? If Harriet and
no,
they
because that
never. She should definitely not have a key if they're married. No, I don't know that makes a difference. It's about. Let me just 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. I know there's plenty of divorcees or baby mama baby daddy situations that go through this. In my head, I am co-parenting with this person. they need access to the spaces where the kids are. Like in
at all times, though?
Not at all times, and I would hope that they respect the boundary. I don't know. I don't know. This is so strange because now I'm starting to second guess my, like, she can get into my house right now.
Mm-hmm. And she might be in there right now. No, I'm
kidding. But I mean,
check
what
your cameras.
I don't know what.
But you're not hiding anything, I guess. But and
what are you
not
hiding, Harriet? It feels like you're hiding something.
I'm not hiding anything. I just feel like there should be a boundary there. It's personal. It's my stuff. It's like, you know, I'm not best friends with her. It's just like coming into my space. It feels hard. And like, why does she need to get in? Why?
Well, and is it a little weird that he just assumed, like, he just made the key and gave it to her, by the way, other people have access to it. Like, shouldn't he have talked about it first to make sure you're comfortable with it at least? Or you're saying it's just a given, like, we've got kids, this is the deal, this is what you signed up for.
I think, I don't know the answer to your question, but I'm saying he could make the key without asking Harriet, just because it's like, Harriet, I love you, I want to be with you, you accept me and my five-year-old, I'm going to have to make some decisions about my life with my five-year-old that don't involve you, but everything else is. And he, instead of him thinking the key is a Harriet question, he thinks the key is a five-year-old question. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He didn't realize he had to check with both camps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like.
Well, and maybe he doesn't. Like, if that's what comes with, I'd love to hear if other people have been through this. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, my house is smart. Like, I'm not trying to be braggy, but like, my house is smart. I don't have keys. Like, it's a code to get in.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, I could have changed that code, but I haven't. So, if I started seriously dating somebody like Harriet, it sounds like you're going to be single soon.
No, it doesn't.
No, but I'm like, and she moved in. I wonder if Harriet would want me to change the code. It's like, does your wife know that code?
Mm.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah,
my ex-wife? Of course she does.
Yeah. Or how many exes, how many flings have you had that now also
There's
know
quite
the code?
A few people who know that code.
Yeah, I've never thought of that before. Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron knows the code.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Aaron is dog sat weirdo.
Okay. Wow. There's a lot I don't know. And why don't I have the code?
Well, you'd be coming over for other. So, Harriet, so then you want her to give the key back 100%.
I was calling to get advice because am I overreacting is the big question. I think that she shouldn't have a key is how I feel right now. You're giving good examples, but I bought this house. It's my house. You know, it's me. We have bought it together. It's not like I'm joining in. If I was like moving in with him with something that he already had, I might look at it differently, but this is my house and our life.
Okay.
So it just feels wrong.
Okay. Hang on right there. We're going to talk about you behind your back. And I mean, we've already basically, I don't know what else there is to say. Like, we just need other people who are co-parenting to tell us.
I like how she said, like, well, the kid's five. He's never going to be there by himself. So it's not like, does she really need a key to get in? And then the answer is always, well, an emergency,
right.
You know, and you're going to be thankful she had the key. But what if there's not an emergency? It's just the normal day-to-day pickup. They're going to be there while the kid's there.
He's five now and he doesn't need anything. But when he's 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe he's a latchkey kid and he's home alone and he calls his mom and is like, Mom, I'm choking. Something's weird. It's like, she needs to be able to get in. But also, if you're choking, call 911. You know what I mean? Like, like there's a flip side to every argument where it's like, Mom, I don't feel good. Can you come? I don't know. I am real curious to hear what people say just based on my situation as well. Am I crossing boundaries? And now that you said it, there are quite a few people who have the code. Do I need to flush my codes?
No. No.
Based on your reaction.
I'll help you set it up, boss. We'll get a code in there.
Harriet does not want his ex to have access to their house despite a five-year-old being in the mix. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Harriet. And if I'm being honest, we're really trying to help me out. Because I'm like...
Yeah, you're...
Someone did say that you were pretty naive and you should not...
Am I really?
They say that you should not have given the code.
Yeah. Well, because you just didn't change any of your locks or your codes, your garage, or anything after your divorce.
And I've actually given other people, like Aaron has my code.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like,
I think the listeners are wondering when you were going to.
I'll just say it on the air. Are we ready? Okay. So basically her boyfriend has a baby mama and she's got a key to their new home mm-hmm. that she's on the deed. She's mm-hmm. helped pay for like.
And he just made like, the key. He's just like, oh, by the way,
yeah.
I gave my ex a key.
But he has a 5-year-old son, so it would stand to reason that she has access to where her son is.
If that's the son's new house, it's kind yes. of also her new house.
She has to be able to get access to her child.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, you don't get a key to, like, the babysitters or whatever, the daycare. They don't give you a key. Yeah. You're like, well, you're there, and then you can come pick them up.
Yeah.
Chris?
Yai.
Yai. What do you think?
So I think you get a Knox box. It's a compromise. You put a key in there. It's somewhere on the property. They're very secure. You can reset them every time. Something comes up to where that person needs to gain access to the house. You give them the code if it's valid reason. And then you change the code. Put the key back in there.
I know, but like if you're incapacitated or something, is all I'm saying. If they either have to have the code all the time, which is the same as them having a key.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just making them jump through one more hoop to get inside.
But
if they need to call you first, what if you're the reason that...
But they're needing to get in and you can't answer the phone.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Mommy, Daddy just had a heart attack and he's laying here on the floor.
Well, then Mommy would call 911 and give the address.
Right. Obviously. We would
obviously.
But also, she'd want to get over there and get her son away from dead dad. Is what I'm saying. She'd want to
eventually,
get over there.
Yeah, you let the emergency responders break down the door.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the fun part about emergency responding.
Oh.
Are you an emergency responder, Chris, or you just break down doors?
Allegedly.
You're our new favorite, Chris. Thank you for the call. David.
Yai.
What do you think?
I think it's simple. I think it's no key, right? I think it goes both ways. If I don't know, I don't think if it was mentioned, does the ex have a husband and does he have a key to his ex's house, right? I think it
should be a two-way street. I do agree with that.
Mm-hmm. And so should Harriet have a key to his ex's place?
But he should. Harriet's not involved in this. He should have a key to where his kid stays. Harriet doesn't get...
I know, it's her house that she bought with her husband. So now keys to her house are being given out to people that you're saying she has nothing to do with. And I kind of agree. So why do they get a key?
Because you married or you're dating a guy with a kid. And so you give up certain rights.
I know. Well, because we got a couple texters that said like, well, this new house is the kid's new house. Therefore, the mom should have a key. The kid should have a key. If it's the kid's house.
He's 5. You don't give a key to a kid.
But why would you give it to the mom? He's with the dad when he's there. He's the dad's responsibility.
Okay, what? Like, I thought you said the texts were divided.
Are pretty divided.
You're picking and choosing the ones that are against.
Well, I'm picking the right ones.
Okay.
There's a lot of wrong ones, and then there's the right ones. I'm just skimming.
Pick a wrong
I'm
one.
Skimming
then.
Through.
Because what I'm saying is, people calling me naive. I may be a little bit.
Someone asked though, and they make a good point. Do you have a code or a key to your ex-wife's?
I do not.
Hmm.
I know. I get that that's a little weird. Okay. I guarantee. Here's what's weird. Now, this is a terrible thing to say. I know, without a doubt, 3 tries I'm in.
Really? You just know. Okay.
It's just one of those things.
You use the same codes over and over.
You use it. Like, I just know her. I know the kind of things that matter to her. And I'm if I had to guess, the date our divorce went final might be the way.
Oh,
the Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This is for everybody in the room, I think. Because this is not just like a gender sort of specific. How do you feel when somebody hits on your sig other?
I don't like it, but I also kind of like it. Because it's just, I trust her. I know nothing's going to happen, so.
Why?
I don't like when you do it.
Okay. But what if it's somebody, are you so confident that you don't think that there's somebody way better than you that could come up and like just say the right things.
No.
She's so happy in the marriage, though, right?
We like, have you two guys kids. Are just in- we have, like, she had, she okay. made humans okay. with me.
Okay. Just, I got a pile of divorces that can tell you a whole other story. So you,
but it's happened. It happens quite often. It used to happen more when, because I DJ and she would come with me, and so she would kind of be either with a friend out in the bar or just kind of by me, but kind of in the bar, like halfway in the booth, halfway not. And she would get hit on a lot.
And she's pretty.
Thank you.
And
back off.
No, but I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah. So I've had pretty much every experience with her getting hit on. Like one time we were back in my hometown and I was DJing a gig there. And so I'm just up on the stage and she's in the crowd with my sister. And so a lot of guys who I knew from high school were in the crowd and they're kind of like, who's this new woman at the bar? Like,
oh, wow.
We've never seen this. Like, it's a
like
small town.
Like, your friends.
Yeah. And they don't know that she's with me. So they're coming up and hitting on her. And then she's like, oh, I'm actually with the DJ. And then they're like, oh, you're T-Hack's wife? Like, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Like not realizing. But so those are good because they're friends. And like, oh, I didn't mean to. But I've also just had the random guys.
Who just,
mm-hmm.
who unrelenting.
Have come up, she's been in the DJ booth with me and have come up and they're hitting. And she's like, oh, I'm with him. And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So
also, just come out here and yeah. let me buy you a drink.
Exactly. Like, yeah, we're just talking. We're just, guys love to do that move. We're just like, what? Yeah. I can't have friends. Like, not with my wife. Sorry. Like, because that's not what you came over for.
But you do like it a little bit. Does it make you feel like you've made a good choice? Because you.
I, what? Because I what?
I'm. You like a couple of things that are flashy. You
yes.
like watches and you like shoes.
I do, yeah.
And I think you like both of those things. I think you genuinely like looking down at your feet and going, look at that. I got those. I had to wake up at 6 a.m. and get on the sneakers app or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to like, you got them and you genuinely like them.
Yeah, there's a, yeah.
But you really like it when somebody comes up and goes, are those the Jordan 4s? You love that.
I do love it. I was going to say, there's a D-bag angle to it a little bit of not only do I have it, but no one else has these.
Right.
There's that angle of it too.
So do you feel the same way when somebody looks at your wife? And I'm not saying she's a possession, but I'm saying, is there a little bit of that like, damn, look what you got.
There's a little bit, but I think it's because I trust her, so it's just fine. I like it. She's getting complimented. Like, she can now believe me when I'm complimenting her, and it's like, it's not just me. I don't just have to say these things. I genuinely believe you're pretty, all these things. So other guys are saying it too, so I do like that. But I like that it doesn't go anywhere. I would not be fine with them flirting all night and then at the end being like, but she's leaving with me. It's like, I like the compliment, and then it's got to...
Can they buy
her a
drink?
It's got to shut it down at that point. I don't know. What does that mean? Like, now you're coming to the bar with the guy and you're going to have the drink with him, or is he just getting shots and like bringing him over to us?
I mean,
and we're all...
She is a very smart woman. I doubt she would take a shot from a stranger.
Mm. Would you?
No. No.
How long do things stay on Snap? Because I have snaps of you taking shots from strangers.
That's the only way I drink.
Well, because it wasn't a... Are you talking about when I went to see T-Hack?
Yeah.
He
I thought you said it was from the rando up the bar.
No. He got... The rando was flirting and poorly. And so we left. We went outside. And T-Hack got a server who brought us the shots.
They weren't from Rando?
No.
No, they were from me.
Yeah, they were literally from T-Hack.
Makes it even worse.
Okay,
hope you're not doing anything for 8 hours. Okay. So let me ask.
Is that wrong? Am I supposed to be more upset? Or I just feel like I know nothing's going to happen. It's a flattering compliment. I feel bad for the guys, too, a lot of times, because I realize how lucky I am to be in a great relationship and stuff. And I can't imagine, because I see it as a DJ. I see guys hitting on Aaron and it doing it poorly. And it's like, oh, that's a rough...
It's crushing.
It's like, I would be terrible at that too. So I feel bad. And he's just shooting a shot, gets denied. Okay. As long as he like just works
like,
his way to a different part of the bar, that's fine.
What's the New York tennis tournament? The Open. It's the US Open.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was a thing. It was a video that went viral. This was weeks ago, I think. But like, this guy... This is so weird, and I don't even know if this goes anywhere, but this guy, there's a signature drink at the US Open. It's some like lemonade-y. It almost looks like the Dragon. I don't even know what it's called, but it is the signature drink. I was privileged one year to go to the US Open, and I was just like, beeline to get this drink.
The Honey Deuce.
Oh, God.
Does it look
so
like
good.
It has little tennis balls in it? Is that the one
the
that I'm thinking of?
The might have tennis rackets on it or something. Okay. I mean, it's a commemorative like U.S. Open Cup.
Oh, yeah. It does.
It's dope. It's just so cool to get it.
Yeah.
So there's this woman, like the announcers are like watching tennis, but it's in between points. So it's what they do where they have it. It's up in the crowd. And there's this woman sitting there and a man comes down the aisle and he's got two of those drinks.
Oh, I saw this. Yes.
And he starts to hand her one and a dude in the row behind her goes, whoop,
and hands her one.
And she takes his
from
the row behind. And the guy's just like,
so he's stuck with both.
Whoa.
I mean, the drinks aren't cheap.
Mm-mm.
It's a nice thing to have done. And the one guy who's stuck with two drinks is clearly sitting next to her.
Yeah.
So she's coming home with me is probably accurate. I don't know why she took the other guy's drink.
Yeah. Is it?
But I feel like, with all due respect to you, your wife might. Not out of hitting, but out of sheer politeness.
Oh,
like you're at the US Open and you know this was an expensive drink and you guys were probably sitting there and it's like, oh, I really want to try that double deuce thing. I really want. And like the dude behind was like, here you go. And she took it.
The politeness angle is you're on to something. But that's yeah.
She would take it, but she would throw it behind her shoulder.
No, she wouldn't.
Well, if there's like a tree there or something, not a person. Oh, she's not in the row.
The guy is right behind.
I would slam both the drinks.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We won't call anybody out by name.
Yeah.
Okay. We spent a lot of time talking about kind of our personal lives.
And
When Tiak comes and talks about his personal life, it's cute. It's about rearing children and having a perfect marriage and a perfect little cookie cutter suburban house with a Traeger grill and a
Blackstone. But
oh, that's right. I didn't give you a Traeger.
Yeah, you gave me a Blackstone.
Sorry. I'm almost
Let's go
gonna,
Parker.
I'll probably buy another smoker. So if you want a Traeger, you can have that too. Mm,
you've been on me about getting the smoker.
And a smoker would go really, you guys would be best friends. Okay. The Blackstone's a better first foray into being like you, because you can make breakfast and it's hard to screw that up.
Yes. It's the Blackstone is awesome. It's just because of the flat. The griddle. You can't like.
And then
I would drop the meat between like when I had the old.
Oh yeah, the grates.
Grill.
Yeah, you're
the
not grates, ready for yeah. grates. You're
no,
not. Yeah,
I'm not.
You want to pretend to be. Anyway, so when we talk about Tiak, it's that. Currently, when Aaron or I talk, it's sort of about.
It's
dating.
Mainly you.
No,
you like bringing it up.
Even, I don't like bringing it up. You're the one who brought up your situationships and your.
I brought it up because we talk about personal, but you doubled down on it. Even my best friend was like, why does Slacker care so much
about... When did
about-
I double down on it? Recently?
Well, just anytime you're like, yeah, she's on another date. She can't keep it in her pants.
there's some jealousy happening. There's some unfairness.
You know, we try to talk about this. We talked about this the other day and the microphones weren't working correctly. And so we had to like ditch out of it. But like, I just have to be honest. This is me and my honest moment.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron and I kind of got single at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was in the process of getting single, going through a long, drawn out 2-year divorce, and Aaron was single. And like she got on, you didn't get on dating sites right away, I don't think. Did you?
I don't remember.
I just remember this.
I don't remember the before times, what it was like.
I don't know how to say this, but like, I am jealous of Aaron because you, like, when you were in your last relationship, it was toxic. Whether you realize it or not,
it wasn't like.
Like, I don't think he's a bad person, but he was a vampire to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it wasn't vitriolic or anything, but it
That's
was.
That's a really big word.
Well, like,
when I Google that, you might be in trouble.
I literally don't know what it means.
I think it's a word.
It is a like, word, but
you
I don't
guys
know.
You weren't toxic and like you were fighting and we're bad and we're breaking up and we're back. Like what you would think of as toxic
because
you guys were happy, but you were maybe enabling or something.
Yes.
Like
yeah.
there was some toxic undertones.
Yes. You were bringing the noise. You like, what's the thing that everybody's been saying in our meetings lately? A rising tide raises all ships.
Yes.
Great. You were the tide. Like, yeah. And there's only so much you could, you weren't raising your ship, you were raising his.
Yeah.
And you're, yeah. like, Ooh. Nobody filled your bucket, nobody raised your ship, whatever. And, like, you got out of that relationship and you were very sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hit the dating scene and it was like, little meek Aaron's like, men are bad. And and then all of a sudden it's just like, and just confidence. You're like the most confident I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're just
yeah, I
like,
agree. I agree.
What a swagger you have.
Yeah.
Because uh-huh. you know that like you're on a date with a guy and it's like, he eats his peas wrong or he does something weird and like mm-hmm. funky. You're just like, there are 10,000 dudes in my queue. Like you have no tolerance for BS anymore. You yeah. tolerated yeah. Yeah, yeah. a vitriolic relationship.
Mm. I think that's what I said.
I think that's what you said. And now you're just a badass. You're just
Thanks.
Like,
I agree.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I did not mean for this to be so complimentary.
Well, even just, yeah, like, because we've been out with you at a bar, and then you've been like, you see that group of, like, that group of guys are all so hot. Like, three have mustaches. And
oh,
you're,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
just like,
yeah.
you're
and
a different.
Yeah, out, and they're looking over because they're just like, why is that? Like, she's got BDE.
Yes.
She 100%
yes.
does.
She does.
Aaron has BDE like nobody
and
I've
we
ever.
Want some of it.
Yes! We, I,
okay. Oh, I would take
I
it.
I need the BDE. Like, so during my 2-year stint of a divorce, even my divorce attorney was like, when are you going to talk about it on the air? I'm like, once I know I can, blah, blah, blah. And we all believed, I believed firmly, that I was going to have what Aaron has right now. I believe the second I announced I was single, Vahina was going to rain from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Like Moses comes down with like two tablets with just tons of names on it. It's yeah. like, pick the names, bro. Who you want? Nothing. Crickets. Like my self-confidence mm-hmm. has gone. And Aaron's just over here just walking into bars. Got stash. Meet me in the parking lot. I'm like, what?
You don't got one? Grow one.
And they do. By the time they get to the parking lot,
okay,
he's
sorry.
Got a full broom on his face. Anyhow, I don't even remember what we were, what we were going to talk about is like, so we're talking about dating energy and mm-hmm. relations energy and stuff. And you don't want to say the specific thing, but like, when you're about to sleep with somebody you've never slept with before, this should be an OPP. You should leave the room yeah. and you should call in.
Can
with,
I get voices?
Yes!
We're going to talk behind your back now.
And basically, if you want to do a weird move,
mm-hmm.
should you call your shot?
Do you say what you want to do? Or
yeah,
do you
ask
it?
Permission or mm-hmm. do you do the move?
I think you ask permission.
Yeah,
I think you do. Yeah, it's not, I think if it's the first time, you hold back. You hold back. It's
even if you're having relations for like the fourth time. Here's my thing. I don't want to. I'm going to say like 20 different things here. Probably I'll only get to like 3 or 4. The thing that we're talking about is not like a oh my god, that's
no,
only in porn.
No.
It's mm-hmm. not. It's not that big of a move. It's like the real bite hard on the neck or like the like sucking your toes or like pulling your hair real hard or like the little smack or what, like something like that. That, but not like going spelunking.
Right. Sure. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. So do you have, to me, you can't call your shot. Like if you call your shot, it's like, what, excuse me, miss. I know that we're relating right now. Do you mind if I give you a little smack on the tush? Perhaps shove your toes in my mouth, bite you on the neck, pull your hair. No, you just do it.
For the majority of those, I don't know how many you said, 4?
Yeah.
3 out of the 4, you can just go ahead. There's one where you gotta ask.
The bite?
No.
The bite was the one I would think you want to ask because it's like, I promise I'm not going to leave a hickey. But I'm gonna bite you.
Yeah, I would think the bite would be kind of scary. It's like with the first time, and you're like, well, you're getting aggressive quickly, and I don't know where this is leading. Whereas like the toe one is like, who cares?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know? If you okay
or whatever.
Please text in to 51059. I need two things. This is what I need. Text in and say, I guess if you're a boy or a girl, and whether or not you need to be. I don't think boys need to be asked for anything. If you want to try something, go for it. Mm-hmm. And then, like,
there's still boundaries.
No, there's not. Not really. But we'll let you know real quick. We'll let you know real quick if we don't like it. Like, we'll recoil in horror. But then,
no, we'll just ghost you.
No, I'm saying in the moment, if you reach an area that's a boundary.
I'm genuinely trying to think what that would be, though.
Buddy.
I don't know. You want to? Okay.
I just showed him my pinky finger, and I think he gets it. Yeah. But we'll recoil in horror and be like, ugh. But then we're not going to be like, oh, shut down. Never mind. Now I cannot get my mind out of what you just did.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're saying, Aaron, if some guy puts your toes in his mouth.
You need permission for that.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Like, if a guy did it and you don't like it, you just curl your toes and, like, jerk your leg back violently, ripping a couple of his teeth out, perhaps some of his stash hairs from his newly grown womb broom. But, like...
You just go for.
You're not going to go for weirdness, but that's not weird.
The only reason, and I guess maybe it's not permission, but you need a warning, is because my feet are at the lowest point of my body. If you are up elsewhere and then you're like, hold on, give me a minute to like trek down here because I want, like, I need to know where you're going. Does that make sense?
So we got to file a flight plan.
they do seem to be a lot of pilots with those mustaches.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Do you guys think of me as like passive aggressive? Yeah, of course you do. Because I am a little passive aggressive.
We all are a little bit.
But I mean, I'm.
Yeah, you are.
What I'm about to do is super passive aggressive.
Mm.
Okay, what is it?
I'm angry with my son, and I haven't spoken to him about it. I'm just going to talk about it on the radio.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yes.
Because this is your future.
What?
Like,
what
right happened? Now, you love your kids love you, they think you hung the moon, mm-hmm. they think you're the greatest thing in the world, you help them with Legos, yeah. you open jars they can't get open, you reach stuff that's up high.
Yeah, I do. You I'm do very all those useful. Things.
And at a certain point, they will not care if you're alive or dead.
That point is so much true.
Okay, really, Aaron?
Yeah.
Do you think, I know I'm prone to exaggeration, but I am not lying about that. My son does not care if I'm alive or dead.
What? he wants to know where your wallet is.
Kind of. Okay, so I have to say some pretentious things. But let's just get through it.
Okay. grit and bear.
I have, you guys kind of know this. I dig technology mm-hmm. and I'm really trying hard to make my house like a super cool smart house.
Yeah. And I love it. I'm all in.
When I first moved in, it was cutting edge technology, smart house, all this great stuff. But this house was built in 07.
Mm.
So yeah. It was cutting edge technology in 07.
So that's outdated, yeah.
Yes.
Because that's not pretentious. Now it's cheap to get smart stuff. Like, right. That's why I have
Nest
it.
Nest stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Nest, what do you call them? Protect. Do you know what that is? It takes the place of your fire, your smoke detector.
Mm. No, okay.
But so you probably have smoke detectors, and then so in other rooms you have carbon monoxide protectors, and you have like different things or whatever.
Probably.
It does it all.
It literally does everything,
and it connects to your cameras, it connects to your thermostats if you have Nest stuff, and it's just like all
one
thing.
Cool.
So, like, when you turn your lights off, even when you walk by it, it'll glow because it's like, you probably need a little ambient lighting right here
because
you're walking by.
Wow.
Like, it's one of those just super cool things.
Okay.
And I finally decided recently, because I'm a little jealous of Tiak, he's got a few things going on in his house where, like, it's like... 8 o'clock and the lights dim and jazz music starts playing and like Pavlovian response, his wife starts disrobing. He's just got like, he's got vibes in his house.
I try. Yeah. I need everything working in my favor. So I stack the deck as much as I can.
Yes. So your lights get to the right temperature, like everything, it's just, so I found a way to make all my stuff work with Apple, the Apple HomeKit. So then Like, I can open my garage from Apple. I can use my Nest stuff, which is a Google thing, but it works in Apple. There's a stuff you can buy. I got it all to work.
Cool. Okay. Yes.
So
I'm with you.
Okay. So last night.
I'm listening,
night,
but.
Okay. I know. Just try to keep up with me, because in the end, my son hates me. So I turned my lights off last night and walked past one of my smoke detectors, and it's supposed to be this little white light, and it was a yellow light. I'm like, that's never been yellow before. So I went into the Nest app and went, what is going on? And it's like, there's trouble in your basement.
Oh.
Yikes.
So I go down to my basement, and it's like, hold your phone near that Nest Protect. And I held it there, and it's like, something seems to be wrong. Would you like to run a test now? And I'm like,
sure.
Well, yeah. So then I hit the test button. It immediately goes to red and begins going, like there's smoke. And it's like, fire, fire, fire. I'm like, what? And then it goes, carbon monoxide, mock, mock, mock. And then I hear it spreading throughout the house. Every part, this is like 10:40 last night.
Oh, wow.
Every smoke detector is going, fire, carbon monoxide, wah, wah, wah. Now my Apple Pods, whatever those home pods, are screaming, get out, get, like my whole house.
Oh my God.
Has lost its damn mind. Whoa. I don't have my kids, by the way. My kids are at my ex-wife's house.
Okay.
So that's all happening.
But that was the test?
That's Nest showing that each one of them work.
That was part of the test.
Yes.
Okay.
It shouldn't say this is a test.
No,
this is
it's
only
just that you know it's a test because you initiated it. So
okay,
I initiated the test.
And you know there's not a fire. You're
correct.
Standing right there.
I'm standing right there. I know there's not a fire, so this is the test. Because I've used third-party crap to integrate it into Apple, Apple doesn't know it's a test.
Oh,
Apple,
no.
My Apple HomeKit goes, your place is on fire in every single room.
Oh, no.
And there's also a gas leak
in every single
room. Get out. That's why my HomePods were going crazy. Because they're like, dude, get out, get out, get out. Everywhere, my whole house. I can't, like, I'm having to, like, unplug everything, throw things outside. My garage is just a pile of technology right now that I have to put back together. It is 10:42 or whatever by the time I'm starting to put my life back together. And my phone blows up. My daughter is so freaked out because... As a member of my home, she also has HomeKit on her phone. So she, when she gets home, she can open the garage, open the door. She can do all these things. It's just as she walks towards the door, it's like Star Trek. Everything does what it's supposed to do. Nothing.
Oh, no.
Not a text. My son, literally at this point, I have not spoken to him. At 10:40 last night, his phone alerted him 27 times that my house was on fire. And there was a gas leak in every room.
Oh, nothing. No. And nothing.
So what? I mean.
Wow. Yeah, that's. Your daughter reached out right away. And then you did.
She was freaked out. Yeah, but she's like, Dad, are you okay? Get out of the house. Are you getting these warnings?
Do we know if she informed Noah?
He's got the same notification.
I know, but maybe they both woke up at 10:45 or whatever when the alarms were going off.
No.
And Mia was like, I'll text him.
Okay, look at you, glass half full. If anyone would like a 17-year-old worthless piece of crap boy, I'm going to leave him at Buffalo Run Golf Course tonight.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a legal question for the group.
Oh, a wrong group.
No, because your mom's kind of a lawyer. She might have to bail me out.
She's not in here, though.
No, but maybe you've heard enough. Okay, what are my rights? I'm asking the wrong people, but like...
Two of my college roommates became lawyers, so...
Really?
I'm all ears.
Okay. What are my rights? Like, when you own your house, when you buy a house, I've heard, like in certain states, when you buy your house, if there's an oil well underneath it, that's yours. But in most states, like, you don't own below it. Like, you don't actually get the mineral rights with your land. My favorite thing is, my question has nothing to do with this, but I just wanted to, like, set some parameters for what I'm talking about. Okay. So it's like, if my house is from here to here, like, how much of that area is mine? And does it go down to the center of the earth? and up into the sky, or is it just my physical house?
Oh, yeah. Do you have airspace? Is that what you're asking?
That
yeah.
is the crux of what I'm asking.
Mm. Ooh,
I don't know.
Because...
What? What happened?
I have begun... I've talked about this, and I really want to find a third space. Like, I want to... I talked about even making it Improper City. Like, going to prep at Improper City and just kind of like... Because there's such a vibe there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I have the dogs on a lot of days of the week, and it's, like, tough to just leave them or whatever. So I found my third space is my backyard.
Oh, I love
it. So I just go out of my backyard. I have some hammocks. So I'm like sitting in the hammock. I've got my water because I'm trying to be locked in like TIAC.
Good.
And I've got my laptop and I'm just like trying to do whatever. And the last couple of days, I'm prepping and I hear...
What?
And I finally spotted it. Somebody's flying a drone over my house.
No way.
What?
Oh, yeah. And now they're flying around a little bit, but they're hyper-focused on my house.
That's what I was going to ask. They're not just zooming around. You think they're...
Well, I mean, it's... When I look up, so that's what I'm at. Like, is that my airspace? Because if it is, I'm going to tell you right now. If you know where I live in the Reunion area, there'll be drone parts behind my house mañana because I'm going to shoot the thing down. I had it in my scope today.
Wow.
Now, it's just a BB gun. I'm not some psychopath with an AR. Not that you're having an AR makes you... You know what I'm saying? I'm not, like, planning to shoot anybody, but I have just, like, a BB gun, like, with...
Yeah. Well, and that feels like an invasion of privacy, I think.
So, but that's what I'm asking. If I feel like it's taping me, can I get rid of it?
That's a good question, because that's different than the air rights. That's more privacy.
But I can't prove that they're watching me. Because, you know, like if you were on the beach and there was a drone above you, the odds are that's not real. They're not really looking at you. Like, they're shooting out into the water at that school of dolphins that are like, because the drone like looks, I don't think it looks straight down.
Right,
it looks
right.
like more out.
Well, and at a beach would be different, because if it's a public beach, then that's a public place. People are allowed to film. So it's weird that you're bringing this up. I get trapped in these loops on YouTube with these rabbit holes, as we always do, of these guys who are, they're First Amendment, I guess, advocates, but they just go to public places and film until they're asked to eventually leave.
Right.
And then they go, you can't ask me to leave. It's probably.
And they have all the law memorized.
Yes.
You're in that loop.
I get in that loop. Yeah.
Ugh.
I get in the loop. And they always say it's public property and you have no reasonable expectation of privacy if you're out in public. So if you're at a beach, people can take pictures. You might be in the background. There's nothing you can do about it.
Okay.
But if you're in your backyard
in a hammock,
that feels like you have a reasonable expectation of privacy.
Okay.
To me.
Yes or no? Does anybody want to come over and target? You're trying to find, because I know, like I've seen, the loop I've been in is like redneck farmer guy who's got 20 acres or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's growing a little wacky tobacco on a couple of the acres and then it goes up.
Believe it or not, the airspace is considered a public thoroughfare. So it's just like the street at your house where you have the right to keep people out of it, but you can't shoot it down.
Why can't I shoot it down?
Because those are, I don't know.
But if he has the right to keep people out of the street and out of the airspace, how else would you get it down? Could you throw like a football at it? How's your arm?
Well, what if... All right, Peyton.
Yeah.
I know you're in.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
There's an obvious answer.
No, there's not an obvious answer.
No, there is.
I think there is too, but I'm wondering if they're the same. Is it the
same? Definitely not the same.
Oh, okay.
So we've been going through these. They're thought experiment questions where you go.
Mm-hmm. They're icebreaker questions.
Yes. Like on a date, icebreaker. Okay.
Yeah. If someone asked me this on a date, I don't know. Maybe it's good, maybe it's bad.
I don't have any. How do you guys have an answer instantaneously to this question?
I don't know. Because it's not like I've ever thought about it before. I don't. Have you?
No.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the question. If you had to replace your hands with any two objects, for the rest of your life,
mm-hmm.
what would they be?
Does it have to be real? Like,
what do you mean, does it have to be real? What, like what? A lightsaber?
Yes.
Oh my God. If you choose
absolutely.
No.
Okay. Oh, lightsaber. Yes. It's so obvious.
Two lightsabers.
No, just one. Just one.
What would the other hand be?
I haven't figured that out yet.
It seems, lights.
It seems like it'd be dangerous going to the bathroom.
Why not a katana sword then?
Well, if you want that. No, I want a lightsaber.
But it's lightsabers. Yeah. You're ruining the question. Yeah. It's like, okay, on my left hand, I want a time machine. And on my right hand, I want like an ATM machine.
Fine. In an ideal world, I would have all 10 fingers on one hand. That way I could use my right fist merely for punching.
Mm.
Do you not remember?
No, I have no
idea. Dwight Schrute says that.
He does?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a huge fan of The Office. That episode escapes me.
Okay. I think I would replace both of my hands with feet. And then I would like run real fast. I'd be four-legged all of a sudden.
That's not how it works.
But then you couldn't do anything. Like, how are you going to test?
How does your dog do anything? I don't know.
They have different... Have you looked at the structure of animals and how they're able...
Do you guys understand?
Us just bending over doesn't mean that we can run four-legged.
If I had feet on my hands, I would. No. I would be going.
That's worse than the lightsaber.
I'd wear two pairs of shoes at once. Boom.
That's why you want him. He wants to wear the shoes.
Do you guys understand the nature of this question? You're supposed to like... What do you need? Like, because
I'm annoyed. Chop your head off.
No, okay. Here's the thing that's telling. My first instinct, I need neither of you to make eye contact with me while I say this.
Okay.
My first instinct is to go, what do you need? A lot. What do you need a lot? Like, are you drawing a lot? So change your hand to a paintbrush or something, right?
That'd be
so
cool.
Like, whatever. So my first instinct was corkscrew.
Okay.
So it's like, so you're just
I'm
like,
not mad at that.
At any given time, have you ever gone, like, you go up to Vail, you've got like a weekend away with your special someone, and you pack like a couple bottles of wine in your backpack, and you mm-hmm. walk into the room, and you're like, baby, let's have some wine. Like, let's go out on the balcony, and you're like, son of a bitch! And you didn't bring a corkscrew with you, and you got to go to that crappy liquor store in the middle of Vail Village or whatever, and they're like, oh, you want a corkscrew? That's $78. And you're like, I'm opening a $30 bottle of wine with a $78 like ivory African elephant tusk. Like, then I would just go, whoop, here's my, I could just open it with my corkscrew hand.
But wouldn't you want just one finger to be a corkscrew? Like
sure.
The whole hand?
Okay.
I don't know.
Then a Swiss Army knife.
So
then I've got knife. I've got the lightsaber angle covered. I've got fingernail clippers. I don't know how you clip that hand. Oh, you don't need to.
You don't need them.
Yeah,
on that hand, you don't.
And
you're
then
right.
A foot on your other hand.
No.
Oh, yeah, we're all in agreement.
No one.
Why do you like feet so much?
Okay. Can you come up with real answers?
A lightsaber is a real answer.
No, it's not.
If you can have a Swiss Army knife, I can have a lightsaber.
No, because a Swiss Army knife is a thing you can go to a store, like, or like, I would put like in a, like a Go-Go Gadget arm that goes real far.
I would like, that's good.
That's good.
It's like, woo, like something falls behind the dryer, you
honestly,
know?
Honestly,
like,
I'm thinking just like a one of those claw things.
The claw.
Yeah.
Get that.
Okay. Yeah, mine's so much more ridiculous.
Can we just... All right, so what's yours then? Feet. You're sticking with feet.
Yeah,
you're
I'd be four-legged. I would turn four-legged.
That's not how it works.
I can't wait to text T-Hack and have the answer come back with like...
I'll just run over and see ya.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story that's more of a warning.
Mm.
Bad takeout could end up adding a member to your family.
Oh.
Okay.
It'll make sense in a minute. It's called a tease.
Okay.
All right. I've got two things that are fun to do separately, but it's probably best that you don't do them together.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Florida.
Yeah, let's go.
Decided to get drunk.
Oh.
No surprise.
Okay.
We all love that. But he decided to shoot a gun at a tree in his backyard.
So far, I see no problems whatsoever. Consuming alcohol and firearms feels like it's on the package.
Hand in hand.
What he didn't realize is that every time he missed the tree, which was a lot because he was intoxicated, the bullets would hit his neighbor's house. So the neighbors called the police and were like, "We are being shot at. Something is going on. Please save us."
Was he shooting at a small tree?
I don't know. But the officers showed up.
Yeah.
They arrested him.
Yeah.
When they explained the situation, he said, "Yeah, I'm a dumbass."
Oh.
Then he got in the back of the squad car and they
took him.
"And
I'm a bad shot. Watch this."
Yeah, they'll use that against you. "Your Honor, I'd like to quote the defendant."
My story, not from Florida. Mm. It comes out of England.
Bip, bip, cheerio. What's the other one?
Ella. There it is. I'm only picking England stories from now on. Just so I can hear to you and say, "Hello, it's in Maidenhead Butcher." So a woman thought she had some bad takeout. She ate some food and she was not feeling right as rain.
Well,
you know,
it's British food.
Haggis and whatnot. Wait, that's Scottish.
I think that's Scottish, yeah.
Well, right, it's all the same country to me.
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash.
Can't even have an appetizing name. It sounds gross.
So they were out camping and she thought she wasn't feeling well. So she was saying, "I got stomach cramps." She thought she had some dodgy chicken is what she said. Dodgy, that chicken. It was dodgy.
Right.
So anyway, her husband had said, "Well, you have been getting fat a little bit lately. Maybe, you know, the vomiting will help you a little bit."
That's terrible. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
She woke her husband up. He was sleeping like an angel. And she said, "I don't feel good." Then he looked down at her. She was in, like, her knickers or whatever, like a thing. He looked between her legs.
"I have a stomach ache. Let me..."
I'll take a look. Right?
"I'll come from this angle." When he looked down there, there's a baby's head hanging out of her bum. Or wherever.
Wait a second.
"He said you ate some chicken."
It's not dodgy chicken, is it?
No.
It's a dodgy baby. Anyway, they've got a new baby boy. Named Dodgy.
Not named Chicken.
I don't even know if it's a boy. I think it might be a girl named Haley.
Oh, okay. Good for them.
Don't they just fade out on us, don't they?
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. Those were all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Do you guys think of me as like passive aggressive? Oh, yeah, of course you do. Because I am a little passive aggressive.
We all are a little bit.
But I mean,
Yeah, you are.
What I'm about to do is super passive aggressive.
Mm.
Okay, what is it?
I'm angry with my son, and I haven't spoken to him about it. I'm just going to talk about it on the radio.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yes, yes.
Because this is, buddy, this is your future.
What?
Like,
what
right happened? Now, you love your kids love you, they think you hung the moon, mm-hmm. they think you're the greatest thing in the world, you help them with Legos, yeah. you open jars they can't get open, you reach stuff that's up high.
Yeah, I do. You I'm do very all those useful. Things.
And at a certain point, they will not care if you're alive or dead.
That,
and that point
that's
is so much.
True.
Okay, really, Aaron?
Yeah.
You okay? Do you think? Okay, I know I'm prone to exaggeration, but I am not lying about that. My son does not care if I'm alive or dead.
What? he wants to know where your wallet is.
Kind of. Okay, so I have to say some pretentious things. But let's just get through it.
Okay. grit and bear.
I have, you guys kind of know this. I dig technology mm-hmm. and I'm really trying hard to make my house like a super cool smart house.
Yeah. And I love it. I'm all in.
When I first moved in, it was cutting edge technology, smart house, all this great stuff. But this house was built in 07.
Mm.
So yeah. It was cutting edge technology in 07.
So that's outdated, yeah.
Yes.
Because that's not pretentious. Now, it's cheap to get smart stuff.
Like, right.
That's
so why I bought I Nest it. Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Nest, what do you call them? Protect. Do you know what that is? It takes the place of your fire, your smoke detector.
Mm. No, okay.
But so you probably have smoke detectors, and then so in other rooms you have carbon monoxide protectors, and you have like different things or whatever.
Probably.
It does it all. It literally does everything, and it connects to your cameras, it connects to your thermostats if you have Nest stuff, and it's just like all one thing.
Cool.
So like when you turn your lights off, even when you walk by it, it like it'll glow because it's like you probably need a little ambient lighting right here
because
you're walking by.
Wow.
Like it's one of those just super cool things.
Okay.
And I finally decided recently, because I'm a little jealous of Tiak, he's got a few things going on in his house where like it's like 8 o'clock and the lights dim and jazz music starts playing and like Pavlovian response, his wife starts disrobing. He's just got like, he's got vibes in his house.
I try. Yeah. I need everything working in my favor. So I stack the deck as much as I can.
Yes. So your lights get to the right temperature, like everything, it's just, so I found a way to make all my stuff work with Apple, the Apple HomeKit. So then, like, I can open my garage from Apple. I can use my Nest stuff, which is a Google thing, but it works in Apple. There's a stuff you can buy. I got it all to work.
Cool. Okay. Yes.
So
I'm with you.
Okay. So last night.
I'm listening,
night,
but.
Okay. I know. Just try to keep up with me, because in the end, my son hates me. So I turned my lights off last night and walked past one of my smoke detectors, and it's supposed to be this little white light, and it was a yellow light. I'm like, that's never been yellow before. So I went into the Nest app and went, what is going on? And it's like, there's trouble in your basement.
Oh.
Yikes.
So I go down to my basement and it's like, hold your phone near that Nest Protect. And I held it there and it's like, something seems to be wrong. Would you like to run a test now? And I'm like,
sure.
Well, yeah. So then I hit the test button. It immediately goes to red and begins going, like there's smoke, and it's like fire, fire, fire. I'm like, what? And then it goes carbon monoxide, mock, mock, mock. And then I hear it spreading throughout the house. Every part, this is like 10:40 last night.
Oh, wow.
Every smoke detector is going fire, carbon monoxide. Wah, wah, wah. Now my Apple Pods, whatever those home pods, are screaming, get out! Get, like, my whole house.
Oh, my God.
Has lost its damn mind.
Whoa.
I don't have my kids, by the way. My kids are at my ex-wife's house.
Okay.
So, that's all happening.
But that was the test?
That's Nest showing that each one of them work.
Right, but that was part of the test.
Yes.
Okay.
It shouldn't say, this is a test.
No,
this
it's just that you know it's a test because you initiated it. So
okay,
I initiated the test.
And you know there's not a fire. You're
correct.
Standing right
I'm
there,
standing right there. I know there's not a fire, so this is the test. Because I've used third-party crap to integrate it into Apple, Apple doesn't know it's a test.
Oh,
Apple,
no.
My Apple HomeKit goes, your place is on fire in every single room.
Oh, no.
And there's also a gas leak
in every single room.
No. Get out. That's why my HomePods were going crazy. Because they're like, dude, get out. Everywhere, my whole house. I can't, like, I'm having to unplug everything, throw things outside. My garage is just a pile of technology right now that I have to put back together. It is 10:42 or whatever by the time I'm starting to put my life back together, and my phone blows up. My daughter is so freaked out because as a member of my home, she also has HomeKit on her phone. So she, when she gets home, she can open the garage, open the door. She can do all these things. It's just as she walks towards the door, that's, it's like Star Trek. Everything does what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Oh, no.
Not a text. My son... Literally at this point, I have not spoken to him. At 10:40 last night, his phone alerted him 27 times that my house was on fire and there was a gas leak in every room.
Nothing.
So what, I mean.
Wow, yeah, that's, your daughter reached out right away and then you did.
She was freaked out. Yeah, but she's like, Dad, are you okay? Get out of the house. Are you getting these warnings?
Do we know if she informed Noah?
He's got the same notification.
But maybe they both woke up at 10:45 or whatever when the alarms were going off.
No.
And Mia was like, I'll text him.
Okay, look at you, glass half full. Anyone would like a 17-year-old worthless piece of crap boy, I'm going to leave him at Buffalo Run Golf Course tonight.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a legal question for the group.
Oh, wrong group.
No, because your mom's kind of a lawyer. She might have to bail me out.
She's not in here, though.
No, but maybe you've heard enough. What are my rights? I'm asking the wrong people. But like,
two of my college roommates became lawyers, so
really,
I'm all ears.
Okay, what are my rights? Like, when you own your house, when you buy a house, I've heard like in certain states, when you buy your house, if there's an oil well underneath it, that's yours. But in most states, like, you don't own below it. Like, you don't actually get the mineral rights with your land. My favorite thing is, my question has nothing to do with this, but I just wanted to, like, set some parameters for what I'm talking about. Okay. So it's like, if my house is from here to here, like, how much of that area is mine? And does it go down to the center of the earth and up into the sky, or is it just my physical house?
Oh, yeah. Do you have airspace? Is that what you're asking?
That is the crux of what I'm asking.
Ooh, I don't know.
Because...
What? What happened?
I've talked about this, and I really want to find a third space. Like, I talked about even making it Improper City, like going to prep at Improper City and just kind of like, because there's such a vibe there.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I have the dogs on a lot of days of the week, and it's like tough to just leave them or whatever. So I found my third space is my backyard.
I just go out in my backyard.
I have some hammocks. So I'm like sitting in the hammock. I've got my water because I'm trying to be locked in like T-Yak.
Good.
I've got my laptop and I'm just like trying to do whatever. And the last couple of days, I'm prepping and I hear...
What?
And I finally spotted it. Somebody's flying a drone over my house.
No way.
What?
Oh, yeah. And now they're flying around a little bit, but they're hyper-focused on my house.
That's what I was going to ask. They're not just zooming around. You think they're...
Well, I mean, it's when I look up, so that's what I'm at. Like, is that my airspace? Because if it is, I'm going to tell you right now, if you know where I live in the Reunion area, there'll be drone parts behind my house mañana. Because I'm going to shoot the thing down. I had it in my scope today.
Wow.
Now, it's just a BB gun. I'm not some psychopath with an AR. Not that having an AR makes you... You know what I'm saying? I'm not, like, planning to shoot anybody, but I have just, like, a BB gun, like, with...
Yeah. Well, and that feels like an invasion of privacy, I think.
So, but that's what I'm asking. If I feel like it's taping me, can I get rid of it? Or is it?
That's a good question, because that's different than the air rights. That's more privacy.
But I can't prove that they're watching me. Because, you know, like if you were on the beach and there was a drone above you, the odds are that's not real. They're not really looking at you. Like they're shooting out into the water at that school of dolphins that are like, because the drone like looks, I don't think it looks straight down. Right, it looks like more out.
Well, and at a beach would be different, because if it's a public beach, then that's a public place. People are allowed to film. So it's weird that you're bringing this up. I get trapped in these loops on YouTube with these rabbit holes, as we always do, of these guys who are, they're First Amendment, I guess, advocates.
Oh.
But they just go to public places and film until they're asked to eventually leave.
Right.
And then they go, you can't ask me to leave. It's probably.
And they have all the law memorized.
Yes.
You're in that loop.
I get in that loop. Yeah. Ugh. I get in the loop. And they always say it's public property and you have no reasonable expectation of privacy if you're out in public. So if you're at a beach, people can take pictures. You might be in the background. There's nothing you can do about it.
Okay.
But if you're in your backyard
in a hammock,
that feels like you have a reasonable expectation of privacy.
Okay.
To me.
Yes or no? Does anybody want to come over and target?
I'm looking.
You're trying to find, because I know, the loop I've been in is like redneck farmer guy who's got 20 acres or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's growing a little wacky tobacco on a couple of the acres and then it goes up.
Believe it or not, the airspace is considered a public thoroughfare. So it's just like the street at your house where you have the right to keep people out of it, but you can't shoot it down.
Why can't I shoot it down?
Because those are, I don't know.
But if he has the right to keep people out of the street and out of the airspace, how else would you get it down? Could you throw like a football at it? How's your arm?
Well, what if... All right, Peyton.
Yeah.
I know you're in.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
There's an obvious answer.
No, there's not an obvious answer.
No, there is.
I think there is too, but now I'm wondering if they're the same.
Definitely not the same.
Oh, okay.
So we've been going through these. They're thought experiment questions where you go.
Mm-hmm. They're icebreaker questions.
Yes. Like on a date, icebreaker. Okay.
Yeah. If someone asked me this on a date, I don't know. Maybe it's good, maybe it's bad.
I don't have any. How do you guys have an answer instantaneously to this question?
I don't know. Because it's not like I've ever thought about it before. I don't. Have you?
No.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the question. If you had to replace your hands with any two objects for the rest of your life, what would they be?
Does it have to be real? Like,
what do you mean? Does it have to be real? What, like, what? A lightsaber?
Yes.
Oh my God!
Absolutely.
No.
Okay.
Oh, lightsaber.
Yes, it's so obvious.
Two lightsabers.
No, just one. Just one.
What would the other hand be?
I haven't figured that out yet.
It seems like it'd be dangerous going to the bathroom.
Why not a katana sword then?
If you want that, no, I want a lightsaber.
But it's lightsabers.
Yeah.
You're ruining the question. Yeah. It's like, okay, on my left hand, I want a time machine. And on my right hand, I want like an ATM machine.
Fine. In an ideal world, I would have all 10 fingers on one hand. That way I could use my right fist merely for punching.
Mm.
Do you not remember?
No, I have no
idea. Dwight Schrute says that.
He does?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a huge fan of The Office. That episode escapes me.
Okay. I think I would replace both of my hands with feet. And then I would like run real fast. I'd be four-legged all of a sudden.
That's not how it works.
But then you couldn't do anything. Like, how are you going to test?
How does your dog do anything? I don't know.
Have you looked at the structure of animals and how they're able?
Do you guys understand?
Us just bending over doesn't mean that we can run four-legged.
I had feet on my hands, I would. I would be going.
That's worse than the lightsaber.
I'd wear two pairs of shoes at once. Boom.
That's why you want him. He wants to wear the shoes.
Do you guys understand the nature of this question? You're supposed to like... What do you need? Like, because
I'm annoyed. Chop your head off.
No, okay. Here's the thing that's telling. My first instinct, I need neither of you to make eye contact with me while I say this.
Okay.
My first instinct is to go, what do you need? A lot. What do you need a lot? Like, are you drawing a lot? So change your hand to a paintbrush or something, right?
That'd be cool.
Whatever. So my first instinct was corkscrew.
Okay.
So it's like, so you just,
I'm
like,
not mad at that.
At any given time, have you ever gone, like, you go up to Vail, you've got like a weekend away with your special someone, and you pack like a couple bottles of wine in your backpack, and you mm-hmm. walk into the room, and you're like, baby, let's have some wine. Like, let's go out on the balcony, and you're like, son of a bitch! And you didn't bring a corkscrew with you, and you got to go to that crappy liquor store in the middle of Vail Village or whatever, and they're like, oh, you want a corkscrew? That's $78. And you're like, I'm opening a $30 bottle of wine with a $78, like, ivory, African elephant tusk. Like, so just, then I would just go, whoop, here's my... I could just open it with my corkscrew hand.
But wouldn't you want just one finger to be a corkscrew? Like
sure.
The whole hand?
Okay.
I don't
then
know.
Then a Swiss Army knife.
I like that.
So then I've got knife. I've got the lightsaber mm-hmm. angle covered. I've got fingernail clippers. I don't know how you clip that hand. Oh, you don't need to.
You don't need them.
Yeah,
on that hand you don't.
And
you're
then
right.
a foot on your other hand.
No.
Oh, yeah, we're all in agreement.
No one.
Why do you like feet so much?
Okay. Can you come up with real answers?
A lightsaber is a real answer.
No, it's not.
If you can have a Swiss Army knife, I can have
a
lightsaber.
No, because a Swiss Army knife is a thing you can go to a store, like, or like, I would put like a Go-Go Gadget arm that goes real far.
Like, I would like, that's good. That's good.
It's like, woo, like something falls behind the dryer, you
honestly,
know?
Honestly,
like,
I'm thinking just like a one of those claw things.
The claw.
Yeah.
Get that.
Okay. Yeah, mine's so much more ridiculous.
Can we just... All right, so what's yours then? Feet. You're sticking with feet.
Yeah,
you're
I'd be four-legged. I would turn four-legged.
It's not how it works.
I can't wait to text T-Hack and have the answer come back with like...
I'll just run over and see ya.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story that's more of a warning. Mm. Bad takeout could end up adding a member to your family.
Oh.
Okay.
It'll make sense in a minute. It's called a tease. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I've got two things that are fun to do separately, but it's probably best that you don't do them together.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Florida.
Yeah! Let's go!
Decided to get drunk.
Oh.
No surprise.
Okay.
We all love that. But he decided to shoot a gun at a tree in his backyard.
So far, I see no problems whatsoever. Consuming alcohol and firearms feels like it's on the package.
Hand in hand.
What he didn't realize is that every time he missed the tree, which was a lot because he was intoxicated, the bullets would hit his neighbor's house. So the neighbors called the police and were like, we are being shot at. Something is going on. Please save us.
Was he shooting at a small tree?
I don't know. But the officers showed up.
Yeah.
They arrested him.
Yeah.
When they explained the situation, he said, yeah, I'm a dumbass.
Oh.
Then he got in the back of the squad car and they took
him. And I'm a bad shot. Watch this.
Yeah, they'll use that against you. Your Honor, I'd like to quote the defendant.
My story, not from Florida. Mm. It comes out of England.
Bip, bip, cheerio. What's the other one?
Ella. There it is. I'm only picking England stories from now on. Just so I can hear to you and say, hello, it's in Maidenhead, Butcher. So a woman thought she had some bad takeout. She ate some food and she was not feeling right as rain.
Well,
you know,
British food.
Oh, haggis and whatnot. Wait, that's Scottish.
I think that's Scottish, yeah.
Well, right, it's all the same country to me.
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash.
appetizing name. It sounds gross.
So they were out camping and she thought she wasn't feeling well. So she was saying, I got stomach cramps. She thought she had some dodgy chicken is what she said. Dodgy, that chicken. It was dodgy.
Right.
So anyway, her husband had said, well, you have been getting fat a little bit lately. Maybe, you know, the vomiting will help you a little bit.
That's terrible. Okay. Oh my gosh.
She woke her husband up. He was sleeping like an angel. And she said, I don't feel good. Then he looked down at her. She was in like her knickers or whatever, like a thing. He looked between her legs.
I have a stomach ache. Let me.
I'll take a look. Right?
I'll come from this angle. When he looked down there, there's a baby's head hanging out of her bum.
Oh.
Or wherever.
Wait a second.
He said you ate some chicken.
It's not dodgy chicken, is it?
No.
It's a dodgy baby. Anyway, yeah. They've got a new baby boy named Dodgy.
Okay. Not named Chicken.
I don't even know if it's a boy. I think it might be a girl named Haley.
Oh, okay. Good for them.
Don't they just fade out on us, don't they?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Those were all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.